Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Lincoln Southeast High School. We are high atop Prosh Coliseum here on the campus of Lincoln Southeast as the Knights playing host to Kearney High in a girl-boy doubleheader. And, well, the number three team in the state certainly showed that they are among the elite as Lincoln Southeast rolled the Kearney High girls earlier today, 81-38, a game heard right here on ESPN. And now it's time for the Kearney High boys to see if they can exact a little bit of revenge. Yeah, we take a look at the wild card standings throughout the state, and Kearney High is number 7 in the state. Lincoln Southeast is number 8 in the state. So we anticipate a very even matchup between these two teams as Kearney High trying to separate themselves a little bit from the pack, because there's probably about four teams that are kind of seen as that elite level in Class A basketball, and Kearney High trying to be in a position where maybe they can be one of those three teams that hosts their own district and would be kind of the favorite in that kind of situation and have the opportunity to make it to Lincoln in the state basketball tournament. And then when that happens, well, then you can just kind of take care of your own business. Kearney comes in at 9-5 on the year. Lincoln Southeast is at 8-5. And with those records, you can kind of get the indication that, you know, it's been up and down years for both Lincoln Southeast and Kearney High, and both of these two teams trying to kind of exert themselves and kind of get themselves in that next level of teams in the state. So, again, we anticipate a great matchup here at Lincoln Southeast High School. We're going to step away for just a little bit, and when we come back, we'll have our starting lineups. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with starters right after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the visiting team, the Kearney High Bearcats. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 9-5 on the year, and their starters look like this. Damien Austin will make the start. He is a 5'7 junior, and he's averaging right at 12 points per ball game. Jake Weiss will make the start tonight. The senior is 6'2, and he's averaging 12.4 points per ball game. Ryan Cervantes, also a senior, will start tonight. He is 6'3". Cervantes is averaging about 8.8 points per ball game. Peyton Polcock, the 6-foot-tall sophomore, will start. He's averaging 4.6 points per ball game. And Dakota Schreiner, a 5'11 junior, rounds out the starting lineup. Schreiner is averaging 6.1 points for head coach Scott Steinbrook. For Lincoln Southeast, their starting lineup looks like this. Jake Potoff, Luke Gifford, Clayton Peterson, Aaron Walker, and Jake Nannon. That is your starting lineup. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here, Lincoln Southeast. Again, for Southeast, their starting lineup is Jake Potthoff, 5'6 senior, Luke Gifford, a junior, is 6'3, Clayton Peterson, a 5'11 junior, Aaron Walker, 6'1, and a senior, Jake Nannon, a 6'5 senior. And for Kearney High, it's Damian Austin, 5'7 junior, Jake Weiss, 6'2 senior, Ryan Cervantes, 6'3 senior, sophomore Peyton Pocock, who's 6', and Dakota Schreiner, a 5'11 junior. Our starting lineups, again, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, we are up high, and I do mean up high, here at Frosch Coliseum. We're sitting behind a busy walkway, right behind a busy aisle, looking down the court. So from time to time, if we miss something, it's probably because a large herd of Southeast fans are either standing up, walking, or something, because, well, I'm just going to say it. These are the worst seats we get anywhere in the state to broadcast a basketball game. But that's where we're at, and by God, that's what we're going to do. So we're all set and ready to go, and Southeast will be in their home white uniforms with their gold numbers, letters, and trim. Kearney High will be in their road black with the blue numbers with the white outline on the letters and trim. And we'll stand because anybody that stands here, I got to stand as well. So we'll stand so we can see the court, and we're just about ready to get things underway. Kearney High has already broken the huddle, and now Southeast is going to come out there as well. And a nice little bit of sportsmanship as everybody shakes hands as they walk out in midcourt. And we're just about ready to get things underway here. So jumping here for Southeast is going to be Jake Nannon. And for Kearney High, it is going to be Cervantes.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Get it off to his fellow senior Cervantes, and it is a turnover. So Kearney High, their first possession, and Jake Weiss drains a three. A little penetration on the baseline that kicked it back out. And Weiss strokes in the three. Kearney High with their first lead of the night at 3-0. Now they're trying to answer right back is Lincoln Southeast. Shot is off the mark. Nannon gets the offensive rebound, and he'll put the shot up and in. That look on the outside, not a real strong look at the basket for Aaron Walker. Walker puts a little pressure on Schreiner as he's got the basketball. Now Pocock's got it between the circles. He'll give it off left side for Damian Austin. Austin gets a little screen. Now he penetrates in the lane, kicks it out. Here's Pocock. He's open for three. Back of the iron and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Walker. And here comes Southeast on the run. And Scott Steinbrook told us at halftime, Southeast may have a little size advantage, but they like to run the floor, as that's been a hallmark of Jeff Smith coach teams here at Southeast. On the right wing, Nannan's got it. Enters it in. Nice bounce pass on the outside. That'll go to Potthoff. His three-pointer is no good, but it's tipped back out to Potthoff. Give credit to Walker for that tip. And now Potthoff will set up the half-court offense here for Southeast. On the dribble here is Peterson. Peterson has it from the elbow. Gives right wing for Potthoff. Potthoff followed there by Austin. Damian Austin did a great job fighting through the screen. Entry pass down low. Shot's no good, but a rebound in underneath. And the shot is up and good for Luke Gifford. So Gifford got the offensive rebound and the bucket. So Pocock will work it back around the perimeter. They get it off on that left wing for Jake Weiss, and Weiss is covered there by Gifford. And they'll hand it back out here for Damian Austin. They'll kick it in the corner for a three-pointer by Schreiner, and Schreiner strokes in the three. Check that. That was Weiss. Actually, I had trouble seeing it because somebody was standing up. In the right wing with the basketball here is Peterson. Peterson is shot out there very nicely by Schreiner. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Left side, Walker has it. Little give and go between Nannan and Walker, and they can't make the connection as Walker tried to bounce pass it back into Nannan. And that'll be another turnover here on Lincoln Southeast. So Damian Austin will slowly bring in the offensive zone here. Kearney High with a 6-4 lead here with 5:11 to go. And nice bounce pass inside for Cervantes, and Cervantes will score. So Ryan Cervantes with a nice shot there as they just kind of ran a high pick, and he rolled all the way through the lane, got the bounce pass from Austin. 15-foot jumper from the elbow. It's no good. Rebound taken out there by Dakota Schreiner. And he'll give it off for Damian Austin. Austin, little penetration, takes it off glass, rolls around, and good. Nice little run there by Damian Austin, and we got a timeout here for Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats starting things well. They are up 10-4 with 4:43 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Nice little start here for Kearney High. They lead it 10-4, forcing Jeff Smith to call a little timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 3rd, 9th Street in Kearney, and at a high school concession stand near you. Let's see if the talking to by Coach Smith has any benefits here for Lincoln Southeast. They've got possession of the basketball. Kearney High going man-to-man. With it is Potthoff, top of the circle. He'll kick it off here on the left wing for Gifford. Gifford, as Kearney High, just a little, they're not really respecting his shooting ability out there. And now Pocock comes off of his man, and they'll pass it back around the perimeter as Peterson passes it off. Jumper up, no good. Rebounded by Austin. Austin's going to lead the break. Austin in the lane, and he'll kick it in the corner. And there's Jake Weiss for another three. Oh, he felt like he had it, and it rattled in and out. And Peterson comes down with a rebound here for Southeast. Peterson brings it in the offensive zone. They're looking inside, but Cervantes is there defensively. Now a little penetration. That's a nice little jump stop by Luke Gifford. And Gifford has 4 points in the ballgame. So that shot by Gifford now makes it a 4-point lead for Kearney High. 10-6, 3:40 to go, quarter number one. On the bounce is Austin. He'll enter it in. Now gets the handoff, and he is fouled. And I think I could give that to a couple of different guys. I think it's probably going to be on Aaron Walker. And that is going to be the first on Walker. Austin passed it to the elbow to Jake Weiss, and Weiss just handed it back off to Austin. And he scraped off of that little screen that he set, and then Walker fought through the screen and then pushed Damian Austin. On the inbounds, they're going to say Ryan Cervantes took an extra step. And so that'll be a turnover here on Kearney High. So 3:30 to go here in quarter number one. It's 10-6, Kearney High with a 4-point lead, and Lincoln Southeast with the basketball. Potthoff will give it between the circles here for Nannan. Now they enter it down low and back it in there. Shot off glass, no good for Potthoff. And the rebound taken out there by Jake Weiss. Weiss helps work it up ahead. Driving the baseline here is Ben Clark. Ben Clark bounce pass for Ryan Cervantes. Cervantes somehow in that mess came out with it and was able to bounce it out and reset the offense. That should have been at least a tied ball. And he somehow got it out. Pass deflected. The end of the hands of Cervantes. Cervantes another slash to the basket. And Nannen pulls down the rebound after the miss. On the right side, there's Walker. Walker will help work it back around here for Nannen. As they give it off on the left side here for Peterson. Peterson gives it out. There's Walker firing a three, and he hits a three. Nice ball movement there for Aaron Walker. And Walker then hits the shot. Now make it a one-point ball game. 10-9. Lincoln Southeast with the lead. Kearney High with the basketball. Damian Austin with the dribble. Gets a little screen. Gets it off on the right side for Pocock. Pocock on the right side for Clark. Clark will fly in the lane. Jump stop. Shoots it off glass. No good. Rebounded by Peterson. And Peterson's pass is knocked away. That'll be another Southeast turnover. Here comes Kearney High. They don't have numbers, so Austin slowly in the offensive zone. Gives it for Pocock. And he's going to be picked up there by Walker. He'll drive, he'll get bumped, and no foul call, but a loose ball is picked up here by Peterson after the miss. And Peterson gets it back, he'll drive, he'll shoot off glass, and he's got his first 2 points. And for the first time tonight, Lincoln Southeast has the lead, and we've got a timeout, Kearney High. Minute 48 to go here in the first quarter, 11-10, Lincoln Southeast with the lead over Kearney High. We'll take a quick timeout. We're back after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. As a nice little run here by the Knights have given them the lead. Kearney High led at 1 point by six, but that's a 7-0 run. And checking in here for Kearney High will be Brady Johnson. So 30-second timeout taken there by Scott Steinbrook. And Bearcats do have possession of the basketball. Clark's going to toss it in here for Damian Austin. Brady Johnson, Cervantes, and Weiss out there for Kearney High. Clark on that right side facing a little zone. And they'll kick left side here for Damian Austin. Back to Clark. Nope, they fake that pass. Give it to Weiss instead. And Damian Austin will snap it in for Brady Johnson. Johnson drives. Shot's no good. And up high for the rebound is Zach Wormley for Lincoln Southeast. And his outlet pass is stolen away deep by Ryan Cervantes. So another turnover here on Southeast. And Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. Right side, Clark. Bounce pass. Now entry in for Cervantes. Cervantes in a little trouble, but finds the glass, and he'll lay it up. Ryan Cervantes, a little ball fake, got the defender out of position just enough. And now Wormley has it on the baseline here for Southeast. Cats back up. Now 12-11. Left wing with it is Wormley. And Wormley will kick the ball back out of here for Trey Beeman. Beeman, a little ball fake. He's picked up there nicely by Ben Clark. And now back out top of the circle, around the perimeter, a little penetration, and I think we're going to call that bump as on the dribble was Najee Jackson. Damian Austin's going to be whistled for the foul there. And Southeast will inbound underneath the basket. Schreiner checks in here for Cervantes. On the inbounds, Beeman's got it on the baseline, and now he'll give it right back to Wormley. Wormley on the dribble. Gives it back out for Beeman. Beeman and Wormley playing catch, top of the key, and then the left wing. Now top of the circle with it is Najee Jackson. And Jackson stands near midcourt, resetting the offense here with 22 seconds to go. They might be thinking of working it for the last shot here. Beeman has it on that right side, and he'll hand it off for Jackson. 15 seconds to go in quarter number one. And Damian Austin harassing things just a little bit, but they'll get it off back around the perimeter. Wormley gives it right side. Here's a jumper by Jackson, and Jackson hits the three. And 1 second left. Half-court shot by Damian Austin is off the mark, so one quarter's in the books, and Lincoln Southeast has a 14-12 lead. This is their largest lead of the ball game. It's been tight in the first quarter. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, 14-12 after one quarter play. It's been a very entertaining game. After one quarter, as Kearney High led most of the quarter, but then that late three-pointer gives Southeast the lead. Kearney High, though, will have possession of the basketball to start the second quarter, and they'll give it to Weiss. Down, Damian Austin has it back. Pocock looking for it on the right side. Cervantes is out there, and so Schreiner. So the starter's out there now for Kearney High as Pocock's got it back, and they try to trap him. Back to Schreiner, back to Pocock, left side. Ball movement, little penetration spin by Damian Austin. Rolls around, and that shot's pretty, and it is good for Damian Austin. What a drive. And very quickly, here comes Southeast trying to answer back. Beeman takes it on the baseline, and they'll kick the ball right back out here for Najee Jackson. And Jackson will give it off on the right side. And backdoor cut. They were going to lay it up and in for Jackson. Jackson came all the way through there off of a couple of screens and went through that back door. That was a nice, pretty set play. Pocock gave it away. Now gets it back. Top of the circle. Thinking about the three is Damian Austin. Bounce pass on that left wing for Schreiner. Snap pass inside for Cervantes, and Cervantes with a shot. But I'll tell you what, that little snap by Damian Austin right to Cervantes gave Cervantes an opportunity, and Cervantes cashed in on it. That was a pretty play as well. Wormley will work it down low, and down there, little ball fake by for Jake Veras, and he's got 2 points in the ball game. And we're going to have a hold whistled on the baseline, a little reach there by Southeast. Zach Wormley whistled for the foul. The pass was on the baseline, and they were trying to get it into Cervantes. And just a little bit of a push there. 18-16, Southeast with the lead. Kearney High is going to inbound it on their own baseline. Here's a three-pointer on the inbounds play by Jake Weiss. It is no good, and last touch by one of the Knights and out of bounds. Weiss has hit a couple of threes, and he hasn't taken a bad shot yet. They haven't all fallen, but he hasn't taken a bad shot yet. Between the circle, Schreiner's has it. He'll kick it off right side for Pocock. That's a little bit short, and it's out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by the Knights, so another opportunity here for Kearney High. And now we'll set up play number one as they go with that little box set up here. And off of the double screen, they'll give it to Damian Austin. He'll kick for Pocock. Back to Austin. Austin's going to fire a long three. It is no good. And the rebound goes into the hands of Jake Nannen. And Nannen will bring it across the timeline. And he'll pass it. Now kicks left wing. A little penetration here by Wormley. Wormley shot no good. And flying in for the tip is Jake Nannen. So Nannen with that tip gives Southeast their largest lead of the ball game at 4. They lead it 20-16. Right wing, that's Austin. Back around the perimeter we go. And kind of playing point right now is going to be Dakota Schreiner. And the Bearcats right now kind of reeling a little bit. Can't get the shots to fall. That long jumper by Pocock, a good look. It's no good. Rebound, now kicked out. Here's Schreiner. Schreiner's going to fire a three. Again, a good look, no good. And flying in there for the offensive rebound and tip is Ryan Cervantes, and he's got 8 in the ball game. Back around the perimeter here, top of the circle. We've got a little hold as they gave it out here for Aaron Walker. And that'll be on Damian Austin. That's going to be his second. So So Walker to inbound. And he'll toss it in here for Najee Jackson. And Jackson just going to back out as Kearney High right now going with a little 2-3 zone, it would appear. And again, taking his time is going to be Jackson. Jackson's just going to hand it back off here for Wormley. And a little pass on the baseline. We've got a foul in underneath. And just creating a little space, they're going to say it was Ben Clark. That's going to be the first foul on Clark. Oh, check it. It wasn't on three. It was on 33, Peyton Pocock. That's going to be the first on Pocock. Yeah, my apologies. Checking in here is Johnson. So Southeast will inbound underneath their own basket. They toss it in here for Nannan. Nannan gives it on the baseline. Cutting through there is Luke Gifford. And now, again, some penetration here by Nannan. Around the perimeter we go. Driving the baseline, Gifford. Gifford kicks it out. Coming up with it here is Jackson. Jackson enter pass on the inside. Shot no good for Walker. Offensive rebound. The tip is good for Jake Nannan. That's the second time Nannan's been able to fly in there and get that tip. So here comes Clark bringing in the offensive zone. He'll kick left side for Schreiner. Bearcats could use a bucket here. They trail it 22-18. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. They get it for Brady Johnson. Johnson, backdoor cut, and the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. They got it very quickly for Schreiner, and Schreiner didn't know there was anybody behind him. He just kind of caught it, flipped it over his shoulder, and it was deflected out of bounds by Jake Nannan. Nannan almost tracked it down and saved it, but Kearney High is going to inbound on the baseline. Big Weiss to toss it in, and he'll throw it in the backcourt. Picking it up back there is going to be Dakota Schreiner, and Schreiner will give it to Ben Clark, and Clark will bring in the offensive zone. He's going to be picked up there by Najee Jackson. He's picked up his dribble, and he'll give it out to Savante. Savante is about 40 feet away. He'll dribble and get the ball out here for Clark. Clark resetting the offense a little bit. Gives it for Cervantes. On that left wing with the basketball is Schreiner. Schreiner off of a screen. Gives it to Weiss. He'll fire a three. Back the iron. No good. And rebounded by Jackson. So he'll get it off here for Wormley. Wormley back right side for Jackson. Jackson picked up their man-to-man by Ben Clark. And he's going to take his time backing out. Not closely guarded. He'll give it between the circles for Wormley. Wormley had a little trouble tracking it down, and so Schreiner will pressure him a little bit, but Wormley's handling it just fine. They'll give it off left side for Walker. Walker, that's a tough-looking shot, and he hits a three. He was pretty well covered, but he wanted that shot anyway, and why not? He stroked in the three, and it's a 7-point lead here for Southeast, 25-18. And we got a timeout for Kearney High. Bearcats call timeout. 3:15 to go here. Second quarter, it's 25-18. Southeast with a 7-point lead. We'll be back right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. A 25-17 lead here for Lincoln Southeast. And again, the Bearcats forced to call a timeout here to kind of stem the tide a little bit. Kearney High led at 10-4. But from that point on, you know, it's a 21-8 run. So Southeast right now has got things clicking, and Kearney High needs to kind of find that early magic that they had. What they're doing earlier that's not really happening right now is they're not hitting those outside shots. And again, they haven't taken bad shots. They're either open or relatively open, but they haven't fallen. So now Kearney High needs to find some way to work it inside this zone that Southeast has put up. And again, you have to shoot over top of a zone or you have to penetrate. And they've been shooting over the top of it with good looks. They just haven't hit them. Off of a screen, they get it top of the circle here for Clark. Clark gives it off to Weiss. Weiss will give it left side for Damian Austin. Austin doesn't want to try to shoot over top of a taller Aaron Walker, so he'll back up and take it around the perimeter. They give it for Clark. Back for Damian Austin. Left side for Pocock. Pocock back to Damian Austin. Austin now with a little penetration, kicks out for Pocock. Pocock ball fake, now gives it for Ben Clark. Right side for Weiss. Good ball movement here, but again, Southeast is out there making Kearney High have a contested look, and here's a jumper on the right side by Jake Weiss, and he drains it. So Jake Weiss, his third three-pointer of the game, and now make it a four-point ball game, 25-21. They were patient enough. That wasn't a great look because that Southeast defense was pretty good, but clearly it was good enough. Entry pass inside, and we're going to have a bump foul whistled on Weiss. As Southeast kicked it off on the left wing, found a cutter, gave it to him immediately. And so Weiss whistled for foul number one, and Walker's going to go to the line and shoot two. Walker's hit a couple of three-pointers. This is his first trip to the free-throw line, and it's no good. Walker has another free throw coming up here. And it is up and good. So he's got seven in the game. And Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. He'll kick on the right side here for Ben Clark. Clark over for Pocock. Pocock back to Damian Austin. Right side, Ben Clark. And only one guy's inside the three-point arc. That's Brady Johnson. He's going from block to block. And now the pass out, a air ball for Damian Austin on the three. And you'll hear about that from the Southeast student body on the far side. It goes out of bounds, and Southeast will inbound it here. Minute 55 to go before halftime. And Leighton Dush will work it back around. He checked in a moment ago. Long pass, backing in is pot off, and we've got a dribble on the baseline, and that'll be another turnover on Lincoln Southeast. Unofficially, I have them with five here in the game. Damian Austin will bring the ball. He'll dribble across the shield at midcourt for the Knights here at Lincoln Southeast. And bounce pass right wing for Clark. Good ball movement by Kearney High, but again, that Southeast defense is there to put a hand in your face when you try to shot. Weiss enters it inside for Cervantes. They double-team him. Bounce pass out for Clark. Now they kick it off on the right side for Schreiner. Schreiner, that's a good look. It will not fall. Weiss with the rebound. And Weiss kicks it back out for Damian Austin. And Austin trying to bounce pass it through that area. And we've got a kick here on the Knights. So minute 13 to go before halftime. And a five-point lead for Southeast. Off the inbounds, they give it to Cervantes. Cervantes double-team, kicks it out. Now left side, Weiss, he's open for three, and it looks good, but it's out. And Nannen pulls down his fifth rebound of the game. They kick it up here for Leighton Duss. Duss gets it for Peterson. Back to Duss, back to Peterson. They get it on the inside and over the back, trying to knock the ball away, is Ryan Cervantes, and that's going to be a personal foul on him. So 55.3 to go. Cervantes with his first personal foul. That's now five as a team on Kearney High. And Peterson's going to inbound it. He'll toss it in here for Luke Gifford. Gifford gives it off right side for Duss. Now left wing, jumper by Walker, and Walker drains his third three-pointer of the game. And it's 29-21, 40 seconds to go. Largest lead of the game here for Southeast. It's Clark on the dribble. Behind the back, and he'll flip it off here for Pocock. 30 seconds to go. They give it to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's picked up there man-to-man by Walker, and they'll get the ball back out here for Clark. Clark gives it left side for Jake Weiss. 18 seconds to go. Off of a screen, Pocock's got it. Back to Clark. Entry inside for Cervantes. They triple-team him. Ball's on the ground. He flips it to Weiss. Weiss, a 15-foot jumper that rattles in and out and then back in. 11 in the game here for Jake Weiss. 2 seconds left. Pass is going to go out of bounds at the buzzer. Kearney High, pretty good pressure on the ball after they hit that shot late. And now Southeast will head to the locker room, leading it 29-23. The Bearcats down by six at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School as it's a Hall of Fame night, as they have a series of Hall of Fame inductees being introduced here at halftime, a little extended halftime here at Lincoln Southeast. And the Knights don't really have too many things they really need to work on in the locker room. They don't really need the extra time because they're looking pretty good here in the first half. They trailed early. And since then, they've really kind of taken care of business here against Kearney High. The Bearcats have gotten some pretty good looks on the outside, but haven't hit a lot of those shots. As a result, Jake Weiss still pretty good night. He's got 11 points in the ball game, but other than that, those outside jumpers for the Bearcats not really working. They've been pretty good looks. Unfortunately, they haven't really fallen, and as a result, Kearney High trails here at intermission 29-23. And let's give you some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Bearcats. Jake Weiss is leading the way. He's got 11 points here at intermission. Ryan Cervantes has a couple of offensive rebounds, and as a result, he's got 8 points at the break. And there is 19 of Kearney High's 23 points. The other 4 points belong to Damian Austin on a couple of pretty drives, and only three players, all three of them starters for the Bearcats, only three players scoring here for Kearney High. Weiss has 11, 8 for Cervantes, and Damian Austin with 4 points at intermission. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers for Lincoln Southeast. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with more of our halftime right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School as the Knights have a 29-23 lead over the Bearcats at intermission. And for Lincoln Southeast, leading the way is Aaron Walker. Walker has 10 points to go with a couple of rebounds, 6 points and 5 rebounds for Jake Nannon, 5 points for Najee Jackson off the bench, 4 points for Luke Gefford and Clayton Peterson with 2 points, and Jake Veras with 2 points as well. And again, at the end of one quarter, it was a two-point lead for Lincoln Southeast. They essentially hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to take the lead, and they led it 14-12 after one. They now lead here at intermission 29-23 at intermission. And that last report over in Kearney on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Pierce right now leading the Kearney Catholic girls 16-8 at the end of one quarter of play. Of course, the Stars losing their first game of the year last night in Seward against the Class B four-time defending state champion, a team that's very athletic, very good at the guard position, and now they're playing a team that maybe has a little bit of a height advantage on Kearney Catholic. And in any event, a different style of game, and Pierce leads 16-8 at the end of one quarter. Earlier today, the Kearney High girls lost to the number three team in the state, Lincoln Southeast, winning it 81-38. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have coverage of high school basketball for you right here on ESPN. We'll have the doubleheader as Fremont comes to town to take on the Bearcats. We'll have both those games for you tomorrow. In fact, we'll reset the entire schedule that we have for you. We'll do that as we continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School at halftime. It is a 29-23 lead here for Lincoln Southeast. They have the six-point advantage, and we have plenty of basketball coming up for you in the next few days on our network of stations. We'll begin with college basketball for you tomorrow right here on ESPN. Kansas at Texas, 12:45 will be our coverage. That will wrap up, and then we'll have coverage of Fremont and Kearney High, a girl-boy doubleheader for you. The girls' game scheduled for a 5:15 tip-off will be back on the air at about 5:10 tomorrow for Fremont and Kearney High, both the girls' and the boys' game. And then, of course, don't forget on Sunday, the NFL playoffs, the NFC Championship game between the Niners and the Falcons. We'll start things off. We'll actually start pregame of that game about 1 o'clock. We'll have about an hour of pregame before they kick that one off. And then we'll have the AFC Championship with the Ravens traveling to New England to take on the Patriots. Coverage of that game will start around 5:15. And then on Monday, we'll have NBA basketball right here on ESPN. The Lakers traveling to Chicago to take on the Bulls. Tomorrow on KLIQ FM 94.5, of course, we'll have coverage of Nebraska basketball for you as well as they travel to Penn State. Pregame will start around 1 o'clock, tip-off at 12 noon. Again, that is on the Breeze 94.5. Nebraska at Penn State tomorrow, and also tomorrow we'll have USHL hockey on the Breeze. The Storm traveling to Fargo to take on the Force. That will be their fourth game. Their last four games in a row have been against the Force, and pregame will start around 6:45 tomorrow. And then on the Breeze on Sunday, Nebraska at Minnesota in women's basketball at 4:45. And don't forget that on the 22nd, it'll be Illinois at Nebraska at 6:30 pregame, tip-off at 7:30. And that game will be on the 22nd as they take on the Fighting Illini. And that game will be on Tuesday night. So plenty of Nebraska basketball on the Breeze 94.5. And don't forget tomorrow, We'll have coverage of high school wrestling as well on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Luplat Conference Tournament Finals at Gibbon. That'll start around 2 o'clock or so. Yeah, you don't have a real set time when it comes to a wrestling tournament, but around 2 o'clock, Luplat Conference Wrestling Finals at Gibbon. And again, that'll be on the Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And an update, again, we got girls basketball going on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight. Kearney Catholic, who trailed 16-8 at the end of one quarter, they now lead at halftime against Pierce. It is the Stars with a 22-20 lead at halftime over Pierce. So they held Pierce to only 4 points in that second quarter. And now the Kearney Catholic girls lead it 22-20 at halftime at Cope Coliseum. Again, that game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, we're about a minute away from starting the third quarter, where Lincoln Southeast has a 29-23 lead over Kearney High. Southeast will have the basketball when we inbound it to start the third quarter right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, Southeast in their home white uniforms with those gold numbers. All set to inbound the basketball. And then the Bearcats in their road black with the blue numbers with a little bit of white trim on them. They're back out there. And for Kearney High, their starters back out on the court as Southeast will inbound, and they'll throw it in the lane, almost intercepted by Pocock, but it is caught, and driving there is going to be Gifford. Gifford's shot's no good, but an offensive rebound by Aaron Walker, and Walker now has 12 points in the ballgame to go with three rebounds as well. So Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. Pocock gets the ball now on the baseline. They'll pass back around the perimeter, and Weiss will give it right side for Damian Austin. Austin to Dakota Schreiner, back to Austin. Austin's going to drive the baseline, and we call a foul before he even begins a shot. He did put up a shot, but he was fouled well before that opportunity, and it is going to be a foul on Jake Potthoff. Potthoff just couldn't keep up with Damian Austin is what that amounted to. So Pocock's going to inbound it, and he'll top set in for Damian Austin. And Austin will dribble up against Potthoff. He'll drive, take it all the way in, and again, he's fouled, but this time he'll head to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm on the way up. So Potthoff picks up a couple of quick fouls. So Damian Austin is going to go to the line and shoot two. He is a 70.5% free throw shooter. And the free throw here is short. So score remains 31-23, Southeast with an 8-point lead. This, again, equals their largest lead of the game. Second free throw rolls around and is no good, and rebounded by Jake Nannen. So Nannen snags the rebound. And Southeast brings to the offensive zone. They'll get it off here for Clayton Peterson. Back around for Potthoff. And nice penetration. They'll now kick out for Walker. Reset the offense. Potthoff has it. He'll kick it out. Here's Peterson for three, and he hits the three. Clayton Peterson strokes in the three, and it is an 11-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Damian Austin on the dribble, and he'll kick it off here left side. Around the perimeter we go. Now with it is going to be Schreiner. Schreiner gives it for Damian Austin. He gets a little screen from Cervantes. He'll dribble to the free throw line, and he'll hit a shot. Damian Austin strokes in the shot. He's got six in the game, and just like that, Southeast is going to try to answer back. Peterson's got it. Entry pass down low, and we got a hold. As Gifford was the guy on the roll, he kind of set a little pick and began the roll there. Kearney didn't allow him to do that as they commit the foul. But before the shot, a bit of a surprise there. The foul is on Dakota Schreiner. That's going to be his first. I thought they're going to call that a shot. So maybe Kearney getting a little bit of a break here. They could use one. They're down 34 to 25. So they are down by nine right now. Bounce pass on the right side here for Walker. Walker kicks left side. Now a three. No good. Rebound. And nothing but white jerseys there to track it down. Aaron Walker comes up with it. And we're going to reset the offense. With it is Aaron Walker. Walker kicks on the left side. Gives it back to Potoff. He'll swing it around to Walker. Now penetration by Peterson. And he finds a shooter at the elbow. And that's Jake Nannen. And Nannen now with 8 points in the ballgame. On the dribble here is going to be Damian Austin. Austin gives a left side, and we've got a hold whistled on Southeast. So Aaron Walker is whistled for the foul. That's going to be his second, and Najee Jackson coming back in here for Southeast. And the toss in is going to be Jake Weiss. And Weiss would just throw it in the backcourt. Damian Austin will track it down. He'll bring it in the offensive zone here. And again, an 11-point lead here for Southeast. 36-25. With the dribble here is going to be Pocock. Pocock gives it to Schreiner. Kicks it back out here for Ryan Cervantes. And he'll give it off for Damian Austin. And in the drive in the lane, shot is up, and it is no good. Oh, it did go in. Well, again, I couldn't see because there was a crowd in the way. So it did float up and in. So Damian Austin now will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. Again, we have to look down a busy aisle, and we're right behind a busy walkway in front of us. So we do miss a few things because we can't see through the crowd. The free throw for Damian Austin was good. And so that'll cut the lead down to eight. A little penetration here by Peterson. Peterson kicks it out, and Jackson's long jumper is no good. And great battle for the basketball, and we're going to see who the foul is on. It is going to be on Clayton Peterson. So Peterson in hand-to-hand struggle there with Dakota Schreiner trying to get that loose ball. And so he'll be whistled for the foul. That is his second. And now Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. Gets a little screen. He'll drive it all the way off the baseline. And he's a little frustrated that he got fouled on the way in. Or did they call a foul? No, they're going to, yep, they're going to call the foul. He thought he was going to be able to hold on to it and have a chance for a three-point play. But the foul on Najee Jackson will send Damian Austin to the line. And he'll have a couple of shots. And he's been the focal point of the offense here in the third quarter. His free throw is good. This is his third trip to the free throw line. He's hit a couple of buckets as well. And he's the only one that scored here for Kearney High in the third quarter. His second free throw is up and good. And that'll make it 36-30. And Jackson brings in the offensive zone. Gets a little screen. He'll make a little jump stop, and it's blocked out of bounds by Damian Austin, who rolled with him, fought through that screen, and used his quickness to block Najee Jackson out of bounds. But it's still Southeast basketball here. And Brady Johnson going to check in here for Kearney High. He'll come in for Schreiner. Asking for the ball is Nannen, but they don't get it into him. They work it back around the perimeter. And we're going to have a little bump whistled on Damian Austin. It's one of those things that Damian Austin was kind of moving, but the offensive player drove in, and clearly Damian Austin wasn't set, but that's a bit of a tough break here for Damian Austin. That's his third personal foul. Off the inbounds, Walker will fire a three, and he hits the three. And that is his fourth three-pointer of the night. So Damian Austin will pass it back. He gets it now between the circles. Picked up by Najee Jackson. Still is backing up. He'll give it to Cervantes. Pocock has it top of the circle. A little bounce pass right side for Damian Austin. Austin is going to skip it off for Jake Weiss. Weiss fires a three. It's short, and it's going to be allowed to go out of bounds. Screening everybody away from it, there was Jake Nannen. Nannen probably could have picked it up in that corner, but didn't want to deal with the pressure that Jake Weiss was going to put on him, so he allowed it to go out of bounds. So, again, not a bad look there for Jake Weiss, and good take. He should shoot that 100 times out of 100. Unfortunately, it just was a little bit short. And Kearney's really passing the ball well enough to get some good looks. But right now, Southeast is just shooting a little bit better. Backing in, turnaround jumper by Najee Jackson. And Jackson now is 7 in the game. Kind of bumped the defender, got himself a little bit of a space. There was no foul there to call. And then Jackson went straight up with it, and he was able to hit the shot. At the elbow, now the flip out for Weiss. Weiss has it, and he'll give it back on the right side for Damian Austin. Austin now is going to hand it off to Ben Clark. Clark has the dribble near midcourt with 3:16 to go here in the third quarter, 41-30. And again, that lead back out to 11 for Lincoln Southeast. They get it on the left side for Schreiner. Back around the perimeter they go. They give it to Clark. Right side for Austin. Austin kicks it left side for Clark. Clark, a little jump stop. And his pass almost stolen away, but Damian Austin comes up with it. He'll drive. The flip is no good, but now Damian Austin will go to the line again. And he has drawn a lot of contact when he's been able to knife in there. He's just the quickest guy on the court most times. Now, Dew Jackson and him are pretty close in that regard, but Jackson wasn't on him at the time, so he penetrated and got the foul. The free throw, though, by Austin is no good. The foul was on Luke Gifford. That was just his first. But already 7 fouls have been called against Lincoln Southeast. So Kearney, if they can start hitting some free throws, can get back in this game. So here's Damian Austin. His second free throw is up and good. They'll make it now 41-31. Pass deflected into the hands of Ben Clark. Weiss gives it to Schreiner. Back around to Cervantes. Right wing. With it is Damian Austin. Austin will penetrate, kicks out to Weiss. Weiss now has it, right wing for Cervantes. Kearney's passing the ball very effectively on that outside, facing that 2-3 zone. Entry pass inside for Cervantes. Cervantes has a shot blocked by Walker. And now on the run here is going to be Peterson. Peterson dribbling, losing the ball, and it's out of bounds, and I didn't see who last touched it, and I think it's last touched by Kearney High. No checker. There's a foul called there. Again, I was a little blocked away from the play. So that's now 8 fouls. Jake Varis checking in for Lincoln Southeast. And Peyton Pocock checking in. The foul on that loose ball will send Damian Austin to the line for a 1-1. Only 2 fouls have been called against Kearney High so far in this half. 8 against Lincoln Southeast, mostly because of the penetration that Damian Austin has been able to exert against Southeast. Certainly the strategy of the second half. The free throw is up and good for Damian Austin. And he is 5 of 8 from the free throw line so far in this quarter. We still have 2:16 to go in the quarter. And he still has the second half of the 1-1 here. The free throw is on the way, and Austin hits the shot. Inbounded for Jackson, and then Jackson's going to be fouled. Going for the steal there was Ben Clark, and Clark didn't have a very good angle. And that'll be his second personal foul. Oh, check that. That's just his first personal foul. And inbounded here for Najee Jackson. Bring it across the timeline, Trey Beeman. And we'll give it between the circles here for Jackson. Jackson, right side for Beeman. Back around the perimeter we go. And a little pressure being put on by Clark, but still dribbling with the basketball here is Zach Wormley. Wormley will give it for Beeman. And on the right side for Veras. Veeris back around the perimeter. They give it for Beeman. Penetration here by Gifford. They'll kick it out. Jumper's no good. Rebounded by Ben Clark. And now Clark's in a little bit of trouble over there, but he's bailed out because they commit a silly foul. Well, Clark was doing a good job dribbling around some of that pressure, and Veeris was trying to keep that pressure on, and he committed the foul. That's going to be the ninth team foul in Lincoln Southeast, so this is the last 1-1 of the game here for Kearney High, and Clark will go to the line for the front end. And it's back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Southeast. They kick it up ahead here for Wormley. Wormley fakes the pass, and now he'll throw it inside, and it is last touched by Luke Gifford and out of bounds. Weiss going to check back in here for the Bearcats. And after the substitutions, we're ready to hand the basketball to Kearney High, who trails at 41-33 with a minute 25 to go here, third quarter. Cervantes has it on the baseline. We'll kick it back out around, and Damian Austin snaps it in, and it's going to be knocked away, but great hustle there by Weiss to track down the loose ball to prevent the turnover. Back around the perimeter we go. Damian Austin thought about the three, but he'll give it to Weiss. Weiss is fairly open for the three. It's no good. And rebound taken out there by Trey Beeman. And Beeman, long pass up ahead here for Nannen. And Nannen, wow, how did he flip that up there? He was almost under the basket, flipped it up, and it went in somehow. And you know it's your night when that shot goes in. Jake Nannen now with 10 points in the ballgame. So Kearney High with 51.2 seconds left has the basketball. Damian Austin on the bounce here. Looking at a little 3-2 zone. And he'll bounce past it, top of the circle here for Schreiner. Schreiner back out for Austin. Gives it right side for Pocock. Pocock, they double-team him. Gets it for Cervantes. Now he's getting double-teamed, and he dribbles around that pressure. And we're going to have a blocking foul whistled on Southeast. So now Ryan Cervantes is going to go line for the first time tonight. Got 8 points, all those coming in the first half. And Cervantes, a 69.6% free throw shooter, is going to shoot two, and the first one's good. 10 fouls whistled against Southeast, only 3 against Kearney High. And again, as we mentioned, it's because Kearney's now really a kind of attacking going on the inside of that zone, much of it because of the penetration by Damian Austin. Second free throw is no good. Up high for the rebound is Nannen for Southeast. And slowly the Knights will bring in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is Najee Jackson. Jackson not really being pressured by Ben Clark. 18 seconds left. Now Clark puts a little bit of pressure on Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the free throw line. He'll kick it back out for Veeris. And Veeris, they're not pressuring him at all, but he's used up his dribble. And now Jackson's got it, and Jackson is going to be fouled by Ben Clark with 5.3 to go. So that's now going to be 4 fouls on Kearney High. Don't forget tomorrow, 5:15. Well, actually, we'll start coverage around 5:10. It'll be Fremont and Kearney High on the inbounds. They give it for Nannen. Nannen in the lane. Shots no good. Bouncing around. Kearney High comes up with it at the buzzer. So we'll head to the fourth quarter with Lincoln Southeast with the lead. They lead at 43-34. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to ESPN 1460. Don't forget all of our games streaming live at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 43-34, Kearney High down by 9, but they will have the basketball as we start the fourth quarter, and they need to find just a little bit of magic, get back in this one. They cut it down to 4 a couple of times in that third quarter, and we'll see what Kearney High can get going here. The strategy in the second half has been penetration by Damian Austin. He's got the dribble right now, and again, Southeast will stay with that zone. And Austin still bouncing, but not really attacking anything here. Now he goes to the left side. They double-team him. They'll give it to Jake Weiss. Weiss kicks it right side for Schreiner. Schreiner kicks it back out for Damian Austin. Austin has it. A little bit of pressure coming here as Glifford comes up and driving his Austin. Little flip shot, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Southeast. Coming up with a loose ball there is Luke Gifford. And Gifford will bring in the offensive zone. Almost made a pass that would have been intercepted by Damian Austin. Saw that would come in just in time. Gives it to Zach Wormsley. Wormsley finds a cutter, and that's Nannan. And Nannan now will go to the line and shoot two as he was hit on the arm by Ryan Cervantes. Nice, quick little passing there for Southeast. As when they started snapping it around, it didn't take him very long. And now Nannan's going to go line and shoot two. Nannan with 10 points in the game. And with that free throw, it's now a 10-point Southeast lead. 44-34. Second free throw on the way, a little bit short, and rebound taken out there by Ryan Cervantes. And he'll get it out to Damian Austin. Schreiner has it, and he'll bounce pass it to Pocock. Pocock double-teamed, snaps it right back out to Weiss, over to Damian Austin. His three, no good, and rebounded by Aaron Walker. And Walker's going to come out of there for Southeast. Walker and the Knights with a 44-34 lead. 6:44 to go here, fourth quarter. Right wing with it is Walker. Walker on the bounce. It is picked up. Great pressure there by Jake Weiss. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Weiss, and that's a bit of a break here for Southeast. That was great defense there by Weiss as Walker had nowhere to throw that basketball. So Wormsley to toss it in. And he'll get it into the hands here of Najee Jackson. Between the circles, Giffords has it. Kearney High right now sagging off of Jackson. Gifford, rather. Gifford on the bounce, and they're not even respecting his ability to drive or shoot. They're really sagging off of him. Wormsley has it on the baseline, shoots over the top of Pocock, and that's a nice little floater for Zach Wormsley, his first 2 points of the night. Quickly up ahead, they get it to Cervantes, and Cervantes is going to lay it up and in. Well, he just wrote down the score, and I looked up court, and they threw that one about three-quarters length of the court to Cervantes over the shoulder. He made the catch, laid it up and in. Lead back down to 10. At 46-36, Bearcats not only need a bucket, they needed a quick one. Left side, Gifford has it. He'll get it on the baseline. Turnaround jumper here by Nannan, no good. Rebounded by Damian Austin. And Austin on the run here. 5:38 to go. They kick it right side. Pocock in transition. His three, a little bit short. And the rebound taken out there by Aaron Walker. Again, I don't think Kearney can be upset about the shots that they've been taking. They've been taking pretty good shots. They're just not falling for him. And they're a big reason why they're down 10. If they get just half of those good-looking three-point shots they've been taking to fall, they'd be ahead in this game. They've hit some, but they've had some real nice looks. Gifford, top of the circle, with the ball here for Southeast. He'll hand it off for Walker. Walker now hands off, driving is Wormley, and Wormley lost the ball. That'll be a Southeast turnover. Exactly 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. And Brian Birchall going to check in here for Kearney High. So is Ben Clark. And Kearney calls a timeout as well. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 46-36, Southeast with the lead. Bearcats will inbound. We come back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. It is 32-31. Pierce with the lead after three quarters at Kearney Catholic in a battle of top three teams in Class C1 girls basketball. Again, Pierce with a one-point lead here. Kearney High still has time to get back in this one. They trail it 46-36. They're down by 10. They still have a couple of timeouts left if they need them. And again, a bit of an advantage for them is they have another foul to give. And any foul that Southeast will commit will send Kearney High the line to shoot two. Inbounded for Ben Clark. Clark will give it between the circles. Now right side back to Weiss, and Damian Austin gets it back. Top of the circle here is Weiss. Left wing for Clark. Off of a screen, they give it to Weiss. And nice job fighting through a screen there for Southeast, as Weiss was really the target of that play, and they weren't able to get him an open look. So here's Clark still with the dribble, and he'll give it off on the right wing here for Damian Austin. Left side for Weiss, and that is a long range for him, so they'll pass it back around for Austin. Right side for Clark, back to Damian Austin. Austin dribbles up, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Aaron Walker. And Walker now with seven rebounds in the game, ran into his own man. And now G. Jackson has the – check that. It's Gifford that has the basketball. And Jess Smith just not happy with how his team's just kind of discombobulated. So he calls a timeout. 4:09 to go here, fourth quarter. 10-point lead for Southeast. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
So 4:09 to go here in the ball game, and Kearney High is going to have to catch some fire. They're down 46-36. They're down by 10, and again, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to make up 10 points, but Southeast has kind of had this lead since late in the first quarter, where they took the lead at 14-12 with a three-pointer, and since then, it's been all Southeast. They've led by as many as a dozen. They now lead by 10, and it's been about 6-12 points throughout most of this ball game. Now, G. Jackson comes in, and they try to work it down low for Aaron Walker, and it's knocked away by a hustling Jake Weiss and out of bounds. But the Knights will inbound on the baseline. So the threat not over here from Kearney High's perspective. Wormley inbounds it, gives it for Jackson. Jackson looks, they lob it on the inside, and we're going to have a little push. As Ben Clark went for the pass, couldn't come up with it. When he landed, he had the push. And so that's going to be the third foul of the game here on Ben Clark. Oh, really? They gave that one to Pocock. And the inbounds knocked away by a hustling Jake Weiss. But again, Southeast will inbound on their own baseline. That can't be right. One thing, Pocock's not on the floor. The inbounds is put up and in by Jake Nannon. And the long outlet pass is going to be stolen away by G. Jackson. And Jackson dribbling down the sideline. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Kearney High. Damian Austin trying to come up with the steal after the ball was loose earlier. And so to inbound the basketball here is going to be Zach Wormley. And Wormley will get it in for Walker. Walker working up against Weiss, and they lob it down low for Gifford. Gifford's going to roll with that, and that's his first bucket since the first quarter. Luke Gifford now with six in the game, and the lead is now 14. Largest lead of the game here for Lincoln Southeast at 50-36. And Damian Austin taking his time with the dribble here. Left wing, Weiss back around the perimeter to Clark. Weiss gets it back. Good looking at the three. Back of the iron, no good. Savant is up high for the rebound. As soon as he lands, there's a foul. And so after pulling down that rebound, we'll see if Ryan Cervantes can pull down some points from the free throw line, and he'll shoot two. And he went up high for that rebound. Reaching for the basketball was Gifford. That's going to be his second foul. Both teams are in the bonus now. The free throw is good by Cervantes. Kearney's committed 16 fouls, so The next one will send Southeast to the line for 1-1. And Kearney's been shooting two shots for quite some time now. Savante's second free throw, good. So he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. That'll cut the lead down to a dozen. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. The pass in the hands of Najee Jackson. He'll dribble down the sideline. Damian Austin went for the steal, couldn't come up with it. And Wormsley has it, and they'll have a reverse layup, and it is up and good. Shot was blocked, but right back into the hands of Aaron Walker, and Walker will put up the rebound. And now the lead is 14. Here's the three-pointer left side, and it's good for Ben Clark. Timeout, Kearney High. Bearcats want to shut down the clock as much as they can. It's 52-41, and 11-point lead here for Southeast. Timeout, Cats. We'll take it with them with 2:41 to go in the ballgame. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
So 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Kearney getting done what they need to on one end of the court. They just hit that big three-pointer with Ben Clark, and now they need to force some turnovers and get some points on the board very quickly because time is of the essence. With 2:41 to go, Lincoln Southeast with a 52-41 lead over Kearney High. So we'll see what the Cats have in mind here. Again, you know, they commit a foul. They're certainly going to go for the steal, and if they commit a foul, it'll just be a 1-1. So maybe they have a strategy of who they might want to send to the free throw line. In any event, Luke Gifford is going to inbound the basketball here. He can run the baseline if he wants to, and he's going to throw it deep, and it's caught by Zach Wormley. Wormley's going to lay it up. It's no good, and we're going to have a foul on Ben Clark. And Clark commits his fourth personal foul. And Wormley, with that long bust out, will now go in line. He's going to shoot two. Well, the good news is the clock's turned off. Bad news is this is two shots. So Wormley at the line, and his first one is in and out, no good. Weiss will hand the ball back to the official. And Jake Nannon's got to come out of the game. I think he's got a small little cut or something. They're stopping action here because of the blood rule. So he's going to come out of the game. They're going to attend to that. And Clayton Peterson going to check back in here for Southeast. So Wormley back to the free throw line. And the free throw was good. Now push the lead back out to a dozen. And Austin brings in the offensive zone. He'll give it right side for Clark. Now Weiss, quick three, back the iron, no good. Rebound is tipped out. Southeast comes up with the ball. And I think Wormley may have touched the sideline. Yes, he did. Ball was tipped out originally because Najee Jackson wasn't able to grab it. And so he just tipped it out. Southeast just ran out of room, so Kearney High will inbound it. Peyton Pocock checks back in. He gets the inbounds, and he'll get the ball over for Damian Austin. Austin's going to take it on the baseline. Bounce pass out for Cervantes. Back to Pocock, top of the key. Left side for Clark. Clark's going to penetrate. Kick it back out for Damian Austin. Austin's going to back up, shoot a three. Back of the iron and no good. And rebound taken out by Wormsley. Wormley comes up with it, and it's stolen away by Ben Clark, and Clark puts up the shot. He'll go line and shoot two. He knew that he was going to get fouled because he got Wormley in the air, and he leaned into him to see what he could have happen there, and he almost hit an impossible shot. In any event, he's going to go line, and he's going to shoot two. So Clark at the line, and Clark about a 74.4% free throw shooter. And his free throw is good here. He's got 4 points in the game, all of them coming here in the fourth quarter. And they fixed the blood problem that Jake Nannon had, so he'll come back into the game. Second free throw coming up here by Clark. And a hit here will make a 10-point game, and it is 53-43. 2:04 to go here. Still time for Kearney High, but they've got to get hot, and they get a steal. Damien Austin with a steal, with the layup, and a foul. Well, that couldn't have gone a whole lot better as Damien Austin makes the steal, gets the layup, and a chance for a three-point play, and that didn't take very much time. So Austin at the line trying to finish off a three-point play. And Austin bends the knees. His free throw is short. Rebound tip loose, and that's going to be a foul on Kearney High. I think that'll be on Ryan Cervantes. That'll be his second. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and Aaron Walker is going to shoot the front end of a one-and-one. And it is no good. Rebound tipped around. Walker is able to tip it all the way out. And coming up with it is Najee Jackson. Jackson comes up with a rebound, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Peterson. Peterson being well covered there by Ben Clark, and they tie it up. Possession arrow still pointing to southeast, but they do get the tie up. And so that will move the arrow. So it's Peterson to inbound it. Asking for the ball is Nannan, but Nannan's not really open. They'll get the ball for Walker near midcourt. Weiss goes for the steal. Nannan with a little ball fake. Gives left side for Jackson. Jackson back out for Gifford. Gifford from the elbow. Kicks it back out here for Peterson. Peterson gives it on the right wing here for Nannan. And right now they're just playing keep away with a minute 26 to go. Up by 8, and Pocock is forced to commit a foul. About 35 feet away from the basket, and Luke Gifford is going to go to the line for a one-and-one. Second, the free throw is up and no good for Gifford, and Jake Weiss is able to pull down the rebound. So the strategy works there for Kearney High. 8-point ball game here with a minute 15 to go. Bucket here makes things a little bit interesting. Damien Austin on the dribble. Still got time with a minute 11. And Weiss loses the basketball and diving on it as Lincoln Southeast and then calling the timeout. That was a great decision by Aaron Walker. He hustled, got on the ball, and called the timeout to maintain the possession with a minute 5 to go here. An 8-point lead for Lincoln Southeast. 53-45, 65 seconds to go. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's give you a little bit of a game reset. Any foul that any team commits from this point on will be a two-shot foul. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. Minute 5 to go in the ball game, and Kearney still has a couple of timeouts to take if they want to use them. So there's the game reset, and Kearney High will have to commit a foul if they can't make the steal here almost immediately. Luke Gifford to inbound it. Remember, they threw it deep just a little bit ago. They inbound the basketball here for Jake Nannan. Nannan facing a little bit of pressure. Still has the dribble, and he'll hand it off, and now we're going to have a block whistled on Damien Austin. And that'll be the fourth on Damien Austin. So Jackson's going to go line and shoot a couple of free throws. And he takes his time at the line, and it is good. So that'll add to the lead, make it now 54-45. Second free throw on the way, and it rolls around and is good. So you can see why they got the ball in the hands of Najee Jackson. And then on the inbounds, we've got a steal for Southeast, a foul by Kearney High. So after the turnover, Jake Weiss has to commit the foul, and he had to do it after the bad pass on the inbounds. And it's 55-45, 56 seconds to go, and Jackson back to line for a couple more free throws. And the first one's good, and the student body for Southeast chanted this one's over, and unfortunately it might be. First free throw was no good by Jackson. This will be his second. And he takes his time at the line, and it is good. So the lead is 11. 56 seconds to go. With the ball is number 11, Damian Austin. Austin with the dribble. Dribbles. He'll drive. He'll take it off glass. It's no good. Rebounded by Gifford. And now we got a foul. And again, we'll walk to the other end of the court. We'll shoot a couple more free throws. And unfortunately for Kearney High, I think they're going to have to wait until tomorrow to pick up their 10th win of the season. They're going to fall now to 9-6 on the year, barring some sort of miraculous comeback. And Lincoln Southeast, they'll be 9-5 after this one. The foul, by the way, on Damian Austin was his fifth personal foul. So he fouls out of the game with 46.5 to go. And the free throw is good for Gifford. And Gifford, one more free throw on the way. It's a little bit strong, tipped out there by Southeast into the hands of Gifford. And they're just going to play a little keep away with 40 seconds to go. Dribbling with the ball here is Aaron Walker. Walker has his pass tipped by Clark. Pass now up to Clark. Clark still on the dribble. He'll step into a three top of the key, and he hits nothing but net. And Kearney High is going to call a timeout here with 26.8 to go. That makes it 57-48. Bearcats down by 9 with 26.8 to go. We're going to take one more break, get a quick drink of water here, as it is Kearney High giving their last gasp of an effort here. They call timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division pro team design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, Kearney only has one timeout left. They can stop the ball one. They can stop the clock one more time after a made basket. And really, Southeast completed the clock out here, even if Kearney High makes a couple of steals. The inbounds here for Gifford. And they'll get the ball in the hands of Jackson. Back to Peterson. Peterson now gives it off for Nannan. And they'll get it right back out here for Jackson. Jackson dribbles through some pressure, and Kearney High is not going to commit the foul. They kind of acquiesce the situation here, and they kick it back out for Jackson. Jackson just playing a little bit of catch with Peterson. And pressure put on the ball there by Brian Birchall, who checked up, and that is going to be your final. It's Lincoln Southeast with a 57-48 win over Kearney High, a tough place to play here at Lincoln Southeast, in part because, well, when you come here, you have to play Lincoln Southeast, and Chess Smith has a pretty good ball club. As they hit some shots, Kearney had some good looks. I think this game boils down to one thing. Southeast shot a little bit better than Kearney did tonight. I think the Bearcats worked the ball around pretty effectively, had some good looks at the basket, but they just didn't hit those long-range jumpers, and as a result, and Lincoln Southeast did, and as a result, Southeast with a 57-48 win over Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll recap the scoring for you. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame report, and we'll talk with Coach Steinbrook. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
To Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to ESPN Radio as Kearney High falls on the road here to Lincoln Southeast. Your final in this one of 57-48 as Southeast improves the record to 9-4 on the season. Kearney High falls to 9-6. Again, they'll be back in action tomorrow right here on ESPN as Fremont comes to town. And we'll have coverage of Kearney High basketball for you tomorrow, both the girls and boys game. Coverage will start around 5:15 with the girls game, followed by the boys game immediately after that. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southeast. Leading the way for them was Aaron Walker. Walker finished with 17 points, including 4 3-pointers in the ball game. And again, their outside shooting really the key in this game for Lincoln Southeast, as Walker hit 4 and he finished with 17 points. That G Jackson, he hit a 3-pointer. He finishes with 10 in the game. 13 points for Jake Nannon. All those were the 2-point variety, but he also finished with 9 rebounds in the contest. 7 points for Luke Gifford. 5 points for Clayton Peterson. He also stroked in a 3. Zach Wormley with 3. And Jake Veras with 2 points tonight for Lincoln Southeast to improve to 9-5 on the season. For the Bearcats, only 4 players scoring for Kearney High tonight. Leading the way for them was Damian Austin. Austin finished with 16 points. Jake Weiss stroked in 3 3-pointers in the first half, none in the second. He finished with 11 in the ball game. Ryan Cervantes finished with 13 points. And Ben Clark, he hit a couple of three-pointers, both of them coming in the fourth quarter. And he finished with 8 points on the evening. Once again, your final in this one was 57-48 as Lincoln Southeast at home. They defend their home court. And that is something that Kearney Catholic could not do in girls basketball, because Pierce won at Cope Coliseum by a final of 47-42, as Pierce may very well be the new number one team in Class C1, as the Stars have lost 2 in a row. They lost to Seward last night, and they lost at home to Pierce tonight by a final of 47-42 on a game heard on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, a tough loss for Kearney High. They lose at 57-48, and is a doubleheader sweep here for Lincoln Southeast. The Southeast boys win at 57-48, and the Southeast girls, one of the better teams in Class A, they win at 81-38 over Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the MISCO Sports Post Game Report, and hopefully be able to talk with Coach Steinbrook, if he can find a Sherpa to come up here to the high altitude above Prosh Coliseum. We'll hopefully talk with the coach as we continue with the MISCO Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. A 57-48 win here for Southeast. And again, they shot the ball very effectively from the outside. Kearney in the first quarter, they got some good shooting from Jake Weiss. He had a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. But after that first quarter, Kearney hit only three more three-pointers the rest of the game. And two of those came in the fourth quarter when this one was pretty much decided. And Southeast wins this one by a final of 57-48, but again, Kearney doesn't have much time to lick their wounds. Tomorrow, they will be at home against Fremont. Again, the girls' game will start around 5:15, followed by the boys. After that, we'll have both those games for you right here on ESPN. Don't forget, we have other basketball for you tomorrow on ESPN. We have Kansas and Texas in college basketball. That'll kind of start our day off with hoops for you. As then we'll have the doubleheader, Fremont and Kearney High, girls and boys. And then don't forget on ESPN on Sunday, the two championship games from the NFL, the NFC championship game will be first. Coverage will start around 1 o'clock. When that one wraps up, the night game, we'll have the Ravens at New England in the AFC championship game. Again, we'll have both those on ESPN Radio. Plus, we'll have NBA basketball for you on Monday right here on ESPN, the Lakers taking on the Chicago Bulls. And we have college basketball for you also on The Breeze, as Nebraska will be in Happy Valley to take on Penn State. The tip is scheduled for 12 noon. Coverage on the Nebraska Basketball Network will begin at 11 o'clock on 94.5 The Breeze. And then don't forget USHL hockey tomorrow night, the Storm in Fargo to take on the Forest. And then we'll have women's college basketball in Nebraska at Minnesota for you on Sunday. Coverage will begin around 4:45 in that one as well. Kind enough to join us to talk about this game is Kearney High head basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. And coach, I kind of mentioned a couple times when I was doing the game, I thought you guys had pretty good looks from the outside. It's just Southeast maybe hit some more shots than you did. Is it just that simple, or is it more to it than that?
No, in all honesty, it's pretty simple. We just told the kids we felt like we played pretty well. We rebounded okay. We gave up 10 offensive rebounds. You know, we tried to, that's maybe a couple too many. We got good looks. That's probably more zone than I've ever seen a Lincoln Southeast team play against us. They played 1-3-1. They played 3-2. They played 2-3. No matter what zone they ran, we got into our appropriate zone offense, and we got pretty decent looks. But the story of the way our team is put together, we're going to need to make three-point field goals. We're not necessarily scoring a lot of points in the paint unless it's off dribble penetration and maybe they miss an assignment rotation-wise. But I don't know how many threes we shot. It felt like a ton.
Yeah.
But we just didn't shoot well. And all that considered, it's a six-point game with 4 or 5 minutes to go, and they bank in a three from the deep corner that you could tell that what kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit because it was a terrible shot, but the kid was having that one of those kind of nights where everything he was throwing up there was going in. But I was proud of the way our guys played. I told them that, you know, we just need our shooters to shoot a little bit better and we'll be in these.
And again, I don't think there was hardly any shots that you guys took that were bad shots. You guys were very patient offensively, but yet moved the ball around very quickly.
Yeah, you know, we talked about trying to set up, you know, our guys on the perimeter, and whether it was getting an inside touch or dribble penetration or transition, you know, all night long, there was a stretch in the third quarter where it felt like we weren't ever scoring, and we were looking at our shot chart, and we were talking with our coaches saying, you know what, we're getting good shots literally every single time down the court. I think we had single-digit turnovers, which against a team like Southeast changing up a lot of defenses, that's a pretty good number. So we got good shots just didn't make them tonight. But that's, you know, when you're coaching 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, you're going to have nights like that. Southeast had a better shooting night than we did, and they end up getting a close win here.
Yeah, I mean, they'll even have nights like that in the NBA, too. You know, so it happens at all levels. The other thing I kind of wanted to kind of mention, that it seemed to me early in that third quarter, you guys were really looking to attack, or was Damian Austin just kind of finding that seam? Because in that third quarter, boy, he came alive, and he was really attacking.
Well, believe it or not, I think he was the only guy that made a basket for us in the third quarter. He might have been the only guy that scored other than maybe a free throw.
Yeah, that's
but,
exactly right.
You know, Damian has the ability, the way they were playing, you know, they were sitting back in a zone, and we would reverse the ball, and then he would just attack the heart of that thing, and we were getting to the foul line. We were in the bonus the entire fourth quarter. We were in the double bonus the last 4 minutes of the game. We didn't help ourselves from the free throw line as much as we probably needed to. For a team, we shoot about 75% for the season, and that's a tremendous free throw percentage for high school kids. We were probably between 50 and 55% tonight, and that's one of our strengths that we didn't necessarily do a great job of. But Damian had a really good game tonight, and you know, other than him in the third quarter, you know, we just weren't making shots. So he kind of felt that. He's been here enough. He's been in these moments enough where if he feels like we're not getting a lot done from other places, that he takes a little bit of more of that offensive load on his shoulder, and he has the freedom to do that. You know, we trust him with the decisions he makes, and he made some really good decisions tonight and kind of kept us in the game, you know, for as long as we could stay in it.
There's really no such thing as a moral victory, but there's nothing in here that really feels like you need to fix.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, we've had games like this before this year against good teams. You know, you got to do a lot of little things right, and we did. We did
you
most
did.
Of the little things right tonight. I think we just told the guys, you know, on the drive home on the bus, I bet they're all going to think about maybe one checkout they could have had a little longer, maybe one free throw they could have made, maybe one three-point shot where they maybe could have held their follow-through a little bit longer. But little things like that for us are going to make a big difference, because we know who we are. We know what style we play, and Southeast was just better than us tonight. Just tonight. If we played him again, I think it'd be a real close game. And now we got to turn around and get ready for Fremont tomorrow, who didn't play tonight. So they've been preparing for us since Tuesday. But I think if our kids just improve on a couple little things, we'll be in good shape going back home tomorrow.
And we'll have that game for you tomorrow right here on ESPN. And we'll talk to you about setting up that at halftime of the girls' game. So, Coach, I appreciate the time, and have a good trip back. And nurse the throat there a little bit.
You're very
little,
good. I'll try. Thank you.
You're getting a little raspy there. All right. Scott Steinbrook, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, our final in this one, 57-48, as Lincoln Southeast defends their home court. And Kearney High falls. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have that doubleheader for you. Fremont and Kearney High coverage will begin around 5:10 right here on ESPN. I'm Randy.